From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Minnesota Music Memories from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. I'm your host for this week, Glenn Brogan, and I've been on a bit of a Dylan kick, I guess, since the month of May, since Bob turned 75. It may have been that, or it may have been getting tickets to go to the Big Desert Trip one of the weekends out there in Indio, California. Whatever it was, it could have been the combination of the two that really got me fired up into playing Bob Dylan stuff. We did Bob Dylan cover. One week. We did Bob Dylan covering others one week. And now we're going to do, hopefully what we can do is get together for a series of these little programs focused on the basement tapes and a great box set that was put out not too long ago, released in November of 2014, the Bootleg Series, Volume 11, The Basement Tapes Complete, was put together by Bob Dylan and the band. And of course, the band who... originally, a form of the band, worked as backing an act, backing band, I would say, for Ronnie Hawkins, a Southern boy who had made great fame in Canada. Well, they ended up with Bob by a nice twist of fate. And boy, these recordings that they got together on, aside from just the touring and playing with Bob, they got together in the basement at the Big Pink in 1967, and this collection, the Bootleg Series, Volumes 11, is, a very exhaustive look through all the stuff they recorded, good, bad, or ugly. And, of course, these recordings previously had been notoriously bootlegged by collectors in various forms throughout the years. Of course, everyone knows The Great White Wonder that was released in July 1969. And now with this release that in November 2014, it was really the first time that the complete recordings had officially been out. And wow, it received plenty of a universal acclaim, went on to win a Grammy at the 58th Annual Grammy Awards in the category of Best Historical Album. So let's go into the basement. What brought Bob up to Woodstock? Well, Bob... and withdrawn from the limelight, he was running at a pretty fast speed there, crossing over from being a folky to a rock and roller, and the full-on rock and roll lifestyle had really just burned the engine out of old Mr. Zimmerman. So Bob had to withdraw. Bob, of course, withdrew to his Woodstock home up there in upstate New York. And it was around that time when Bob, of course, had his now famous motorcycle accident in July of 1966. It was soon after that that recording sessions had begun in the den that was known as the Red Room in Dylan's home before they moved into what was the Big Pink, which was an improvised recording studio in the basement of the house where Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, and Garth Hudson had lived at the time. Now, these sessions extended from May all the way up into the fall of 1967. It was then around October of 67 that a 14-song demo tape was copyrighted and the compositions were registered with a company that was owned by Dylan's then-manager, Albert Grossman, called Dwarf Music. And the songs and the tapes of the songs and stuff were then circulated among interested recording artists. So you hear about that, and then that was a reason why a lot of these Dylan songs had started to spring up too around that time. It was a second wave of Dylan stuff, and one of the first to get another bit of luck with the Dylan tunes from the later 60s was Peter, Paul, and Mary with their big hit, a combo of Too Much of Nothing, that was a top 40 jam in 1967. Other artists like Manfred Mann, Ian and Sylvia, Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger, and Trinity. The Byrds, of course, got in and covered plenty of Dylan. But yes, it was around that time that was put out as well. So let's get into it. The full complete basement tapes. I'm going to pull a couple of cuts from disc number one here. We're going to go from one to six if everything works out here in upcoming editions that I host here of MMM. Okay, well, on the way for you, we've got an old Irish folk tune. I do believe it's an Irish folk tune. Could be a British and Irish descent. It's called Rosin the Boa, and we'll tell you a little bit about the story behind that folk song after we play it. Also, we'll hear a poem written by Charles Bader Clark called Spanish is the Loving Tongue. We'll get into the country spirit with a Hank Cochran tune called Still in Town. But right now, covering Johnny Cash's Belshazzar, here's Bob Dylan and the band from a fantastic collection, the Bootleg Series Volume 11, The Basement Tapes Complete, on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories.
Well, the Bible tells us of a man who ruled Babylon in all his land, around the city he sang. Well, the Bible tells us about a man who ruled Babylon in all his land, around the city he built a wall. He declared that Babylon would never fall. Of town. edge of town. But I'm sorry, told.
delightful sounds of Bob Dylan and the Band from the bootleg series Volume 11, The Law Basement Tapes, complete on Minnesota Music Memories. We pulled four cuts from disc one of this six-disc collection. We finished up with a folk tune called Old Rosin the Bow. And this song emanated from the 19th century. And in an early version of it, Rosin the Bow, the version here was spelled B-E-A-U. It was actually spelled in the original version B-O-W. It refers to rosin with the bow of a violin. But both covers the same general topic matter. Many different song variations of that version. The tune has been reused in other songs for political campaigns, jingles, slave songs, comedy songs, or folk songs. It relates to the story of a man who was popular in his youth and late in life. The ladies refer to him as Old Rosin the Bow as he prepares for the grave. As a drinking song, the chorus chimes take a drink for Old Rosin the Bow and uses dark comedy with jests about his grave or tombstone. Fun little folk tune with a little dark element of humor to it. Spanish is the loving tongue. We mentioned that was derived from a poem by Charles Bader Clark. Hank Cochran got one of his works done with the Band and Bob with Still in Town. And we heard Johnny Cash's Belshazzar. And in the Basement Tapes, lots of artists and songwriters were covered by Bob and the Band, including a few I just played there. They also played in these sessions covers from anywhere from like people like Hank Williams and Hank Snow to Curtis Mayfield, The Rays, Johnny Cash, who we heard from, The Sons of the Pioneers, Patsy Cline, Sonny Knight, The Fleetwoods, John Lee Hooker, Bobby Charles, Fats Domino, The Carter Family, and of course Pete Seeger were among the many that they covered, as well as writing original songs themselves. But yeah, you can definitely tell where the bloom was starting to come on the rose that was the Basement Sessions. Basement Tapes, we should call them. Well, anyway, we've got disc number two that we'd like to share a few selections with you from it, if you don't mind. We've got a little something called Song for Canada. Speaking of Curtis Mayfield, we do have Bob and the Band covering People Get Ready. We'll play a game of Rock, Salt, and Nails. But first, this is Joshua Gone Barbados. And that song was written by Bernard Bestman. So let's hear it right now. Bob Dylan and the Band. Select cuts now from disc two of the bootleg series, volume 11, The Basement Tapes, complete. And they're on Minnesota Music Memories.
Cain standing in the field, getting old and red. Lots of misery in Georgetown. Three men lying dead. Joshua head on the government. Says strike for better pay. Cain cutters are striking. Joshua gone Barbados, just like he don't know. People on this island ain't got nowhere to go. Now and down, down in the city, he can hear the women bawl. Joshua gone. Just like he don't know.
Get on board. All you need is faith. Open
I'm Glenn Brogan, and this is Minnesota Music Memories, and we are looking back on Bob Dylan and the band via a fantastic 6-CD set called The Basement Tapes Complete, part of Bob's bootleg series up to volume 11 with this collection. It was released in late 2014 in November, right before the holidays. So for those who received that under the tree that year, must have been one heck of a Christmas. Well, we have a couple of songs that we just played there for you. We heard the 1965 hit for The Impressions that was written by Curtis Mayfield that made it all the way up to number 14 on the Billboard singles charts and was ranked by Rolling Stone as the 24th greatest song of all time, People Get Ready, covered by Bob and the Boys. We also heard one of Canada's own get covered, Ian Tyson, with Song for Canada. We heard from a man who was a very adventurous gentleman by the name of Bruce Phillips. They called him Utah Phillips. We played his Rock, Salt, and Nails. This guy had led a very interesting life. He ran the rails. He tramped around the West. He was a labor organizer, a folk singer, storyteller, poet, the golden voice of the great Southwest. He described struggles in his work of labor unions and the power of direct action. He was a self-identified anarchist and often promoted the industrial workers of the world in his music and in his shows. So a forever activist, Bob covering an activist, a real shocker, right? Rock, Salt, and Nails. And another song that was covered was from one of Bob's influences, early influences, when he first came to New York on the folk blues revival circuit, a man by the name of Eric Von Schmidt. And we heard Eric's Joshua Gone Barbados. More to come. We've got disc three to sift through. We'll hear an early version of This Wheel's on Fire. Too Much of Nothing. We'll have one for the road. But first, this is Bonnie Ship the Diamond. This is Minnesota Music Memories. We're in the basement with Bob Dylan and the band.
It's way Say hello to Valerie, say hello to Fabian.
deliver all my salary on the waters of oblivion.
Finishing off the last set of Minnesota Music Memories of Bob Dylan and the band's Basement Tapes collection, we just threw out a few delightful little numbers. That's from disc number 3, including Too Much of Nothing, a version of This Wheel's on Fire. Of course, the band recorded that. Bob and the band recorded it, and the Birds even recorded it. And a couple of artists have done that song. So, not covered near enough, right? We had One for the Road and Bonnie Ship the Diamond as we get ship shape and ready to haul out of here. I have one more track left, a leftover from disc number 2 from Bob and the Band. This is called I Can't Make It Alone. Thank you for listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Come back again when I'll be bringing you the next 3 discs of the Bob Dylan bootleg series. So long for now. Pioneer 90.1 FM, KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You've been listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Minnesota Music Memories was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios, located in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. If you would like to check out this episode and other episodes of Minnesota Music Memories, you can head to our website, radionorthland.org, and see for yourself. Minnesota Music Memories is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Minnesota Music Memories, this has been Glenn Broggett. So long for now. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Music Memories.